Hi. Oh, you guys are so nice. My name is Lydia. I'm from Thyatira, and I sell purple. When I first met the Apostle Paul, he howled with laughter when he found out that I was from Thyatira. Now, you may not know why that's funny. You may not even know where Thyatira is. It's in Asia Minor. And no, that's not where I met him. I met Paul here in Philippi, where I live now. Me, the servants, the children. When Claudio died, Claudio. At first, he was my owner, and then he became my husband. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Claudio was a merchant who traveled through the empire selling purple dyes. It was his idea to move here to Philippi, even though the dyes themselves come from places like Thyatira in the region called Lydia. That's where Claudio bought me. It's also where he gave me my freedom, and I took my freed name, Lydia, from there. Claudio loved me and accepted me for who I was, even when I was a slave and had nothing. I became his wife. We ran the business together, then moved here to Philippi. I nursed him through his illness, and he left me the business. That was a long time ago. It's unusual, a woman running a business like this, but not unheard of. And while the dyes and pigments, I learned those things from Claudio at least. I was never fully accepted by the other merchants, a woman, an ex-slave at that, running a business and a household. I got by. But you know, my free name, Lydia, always reminds me of home and Claudio's care for me. It was here in Philippi that I discovered the Hebrew religion. The gods I grew up with were every bit as foul as human beings. You bribed them with offerings and hoped that they didn't bother you. The best thing was to hope that they stayed out of your way and you stayed out of theirs. But the story of the Hebrew God, so different. He cares about us humans like a father or a mother. Look, he took the Hebrews under his wing and stuck with them, even when they were disobedient and unthankful, delivering them from the war chariots of old Egypt, with them complaining all the way. Anyway, about 20 of us in Philippi worship the Hebrew God, but because most of us are women, we didn't have the quorum needed for a synagogue. Miriam said that in such a case, it was traditional for us to meet to worship near a river or a creek, convenient for ritual washing and other ceremonies. Those Jews, they will wash anything you haven't nailed down, and some things that you have. We wash our hands, ourselves, any pots or vessels. I came to associate the sound of flowing milk and honey, or the sound of flowing laughing water with a Jewish God and the promise of flowing milk and honey. Claudio's religion, my old religion, hurries by you while you sort of just stand there. It doesn't need you. It doesn't have much to do with you. But the God of flowing milk and honey, of living water, how different, how warm and sweet and alive. It felt as if, I don't know, almost as if he were preparing me all along for this, for him. But as I said, it's traditional for Jews to meet in a place near water. So when Paul and his friends came to town and learned that there wasn't a synagogue, he came looking for a meeting place like this. But he didn't expect to meet me, a Thyatiran. I was among Hebrews and living in Philippi, but no one would mistake me for either a Jew or a Philippian for anything but a Thyatiran. And that's why he laughed so. I thought it was just a coincidence, but he didn't. You see, he had been planning to go to Thyatira. He felt strongly he had an appointment to give his message to the people from there. But God sent him a vision telling him to go another direction. He laughed and laughed to find out that he had been right all along. He was meant to share his message with someone from Thyatira, just not in Thyatira. I bet he also didn't expect it to be a woman. Laughing like that, I thought him kind of strange. He had a message about a Jew named Jesus, which at first didn't mean much to me, but before he told us his message, he listened. He listened. He wanted to hear about me. It didn't make him uncomfortable. He had lots of friends who were slaves or used to be slaves, but he knew wealthy people and city officials too, so he didn't act superior about my background, but he wasn't threatened by my success. We talked a little bit about him and his visions. It was clear as though he didn't feel as though he fit in either. He was very, very Jewish, of course, but also a Roman citizen, and now he had become a follower of Jesus. Paul promised to tell us all about Jesus over lunch, but all of it made him feel he was never really at home and didn't really belong, he said. "That's exactly how I feel," I remember saying to him. "I don't belong anywhere really either. Here I am, a Thyatiran stuck in Philippi, a former slave now running a household, a Gentile in the Jewish place of prayer, a businessman who is a woman." Sometimes I said to him, "I wish there was somewhere where people didn't care where you came from, didn't care whether you were Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female." "Well," he said, "as it happens." And that's when we all broke bread together. And he told us about Jesus and the gospel. And what good news it is! I'd been right all along about the Jewish God, but what he had done in the past was nothing compared to what he was doing now. "No, it's not quite right. It's like the same signature, the same handwriting, or the same color of dye, but in a much deeper hue. The love of the Father expressed through giving himself through his Son, for us, for me. I understand now just how Paul felt when we met. Remember how I told you that he howled with laughter when he found out that I was from Thyatira? God prepared Paul to speak to a Thyatiran, and he did, in a place he didn't expect. And God prepared me to be with him, but I never expected this. The Lord doesn't just give us a gift. He prepares us to receive it, working and shaping us for a lifetime sometimes. And when we do receive it, undeserving as we are, he himself has given us the response. You see, it's all his, even the thank you. Because when I do respond with all that I am, well, he made me all that I am. It's all his, all of it, the gift, the search, the finding, the response, all his, grace upon grace upon grace. And so now I know who and what I am. I'm no longer just some semi-Jewish ex-slave businesswoman. I'm Lydia, one of the followers of Jesus. Now, what can I do for you?